Bills, restrictions on gambling advertisements in Australia, and drought in the Amazon rainforest. Good morning, this is Sophie and Bella with your 8am Z Lines. In hopes to address occupational violence and aggression in schools, the Miles government announced a new campaign yesterday called No Excuse for School Abuse. The Minister for Education and Youth Justice, Di Farmer, says the campaign aims to make it clear that there is no tolerance for physical, verbal or online abuse in our schools. The campaign aims to deliver specialised wellbeing support for staff, design safer spaces in schools, and provide resources to support school leaders when dealing with an incident.
9 suburbs have already increased in property prices, with 26 suburbs to double in cost before Brisbane hosts the 2032 Olympics. The uplift is currently underway, with sale activities increasing for suburbs of Greater Brisbane linked to future Olympic infrastructure. Prices for units in South Brisbane to increase by 14.9%. Houses in Hurston have increased by 21.1% this year, and regional suburbs such as Townsville, Ipswich and Broadbeach are predicted for further growth. Place Managing Director Damien Hackett expects much more growth to come off more suburbs once confirmed where infrastructure will go.
The Albanese government plans to introduce a minimum age for social media platforms, with legislation to be introduced before the next election. The government is looking closely at reports which propose to set the minimum age at 14, as well as requiring social media companies to establish parental consent for children aged under 15. Albanese says his message to the parents of Australia is, quote, "We've got your back, we're listening and determined to act to get this right." Peter Dutton has previously promised to implement similar policy within 100 days if he's elected.
The federal government has decided to end their so-called relaxed approach toward gambling, as there is talk on banning all advertisements endorsing the activity. The recent report shows Australia is having the highest rate of gambling losses, with a combined $24 billion from 2020 to 2021. Grattan Institute support author Kate Griffiths says ads for pokies and online gambling are the most harmful, as they cause the most loss. The report has recommended that there be time limits placed on these machines, as well as reducing the roll out of ads for gambling.
Water levels in the Amazon rainforest are at an all-time low following a record drought which has left locals facing many challenges. Residents have relied on this river and its many connected systems for drinking water, but its extremely low levels mean they are now having to walk even further for their water supply. Many of those residing on the riverbanks say the incident has further isolated them, as the river has long been a primary method of transport as well.
For your weather today, Brisbane is cloudy. It is currently 20 degrees with an expected maximum of 26. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is expected to reach 7, which is in the high band. That's all for your news for 8 a.m. We will be back with you at 9 with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or Twitter or head to our website 4zzz.org.au/news.